Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, you are once again tuned in to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, my guest is none other than Minister Tawan Eppinger. He is the young minister at the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd, where I serve as their musician. I see that Minister Tawan Eppinger has not dialed in yet, so what I'm going to do, before we go into prayer, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you all to stay on the line, because I've already contacted him. I see he has not dialed in yet, and it's not like him. So what I'm going to do is do a music break song real quick while I dial his number and get him to come on the line. But stay prayerful that all is well with him, because I know that they would have some issues with family members that were sick. So I hope all is well. So I'm going to play another song real quick, and I'm going to dial him up and see if we can get him on the line. Please bear with us. Thank you.
Cover me, Lord,
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I am back on the line with you all. I did call his number. No, I got no answer, but what we're going to do, I'm not going to let that hinder us from moving forward. God's word is still going to go forth. So if he dial in later, I will connect him and he can take over. But I'm going to go ahead and do our prayer. I'm asking all the listeners to please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready. So I'm going to fill in for Minister Tawan Eppinger on tonight. That's why the Lord says we should be ye also ready. You know, we never know when we are going to be called to be used by God. So we should always be ready as Christians. So, again, Minister Eppinger has not dialed in yet. I don't know what's going on. We're going to lift him up in prayer. Hopefully that all is well with him and his family on tonight. But we're going to pray. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. We come once again, touching and agreeing, knowing and realizing that you are God and you are God all by yourself. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times and that all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We give you the glory, honor, and praise for who you are. You are worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus. Continue to have mercy upon us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that your word lets us know, reminds us that all have sinned and come short of your glory. That's why we're so grateful on tonight for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, that we can come through him and be forgiven of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up my cousins, Mary Ann King, my cousin Ken Hope, Heavenly Father, and all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know what they're going through. You know what they're dealing with. We even lift up all those that are having suicidal thoughts and those that are having mental depression, going through mental depressions, those that are suffering with PTSD disorders, and those that have lost loved ones due to the COVID virus, those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you are God all by yourself, and we know that you are our healer. So touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can in the name of Jesus. And after you have healed them, delivered them, and set them free, let them not be afraid or ashamed. They be a witness, and let the world know that it's you who have healed them, that you will get the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, and your comforting power as they go through their hour of bereavement. Let them remember and know that earth sure has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. And now, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will move by your Spirit through your word, that should there be any listener on tonight, whether they're on the line or through social media, Heavenly Father, even those that are listening in at the different prisons all around the United States, we pray, Lord, that if there's anyone that's not saved in Jesus' name, that your word will go forth with power, that they will be able to receive your word, that they will hear your word, and they will confess their sins and ask Jesus, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, that you will get the glory, that you will reveal to them and show them what their God purpose is so that they will be able to fulfill it in the earth for your glory. Even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons, let them know and realize that they can still be used by you wherever they are, that you will get the glory out of their lives in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will move by your Spirit, continue to bless those that faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry and platform. Bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, we have another scripture food for thought, and it comes to us saying, turn evil and do good, search for peace and work to maintain it. Again, tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, turn away from evil and do good, search for peace and work to maintain it. And that's found in the 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 11. I ask all listeners to be reminded, please note that I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. So that being said, we're going to get ready to go into God's Word. I am going to be filling in for Minister Tuan Eppinger tonight. Again, we're going to continue to lift him up in prayer. I don't know what's going on, but God's Word is still going to go forth. So I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens that are ready to follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. And I'm going to be coming with the message titled on tonight, Why do Christians trust God and His Word? Once again, why do Christians trust God and they trust His Word? And that's for all Christians. And that's found in the book of Matthew. Be coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24 through 30. That's the main scripture we're going to be coming from. I'm going to get there real quick because I wasn't there. Matthew, I'm giving you all the chance to get to your Bibles while I'm flipping over to St. Matthew myself as we get ready to get into this word on tonight. St. Matthew chapter 24. Hold on just 1 second. I'm almost there. Chapter 24, here we go. Matthew 6. That's what I meant to say. Matthew 6, the sixth chapter of Matthew. The sixth chapter of Matthew, starting at the verses 24. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. If you have a different Bible, your Bible is going to read differently than from what it's going to be saying to us in the King James Version of the Bible. And verse number 24 says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other, yet cannot serve God and mammon. Verse 25 says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, for what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? verse 26 says, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment, in other words, your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Verse number 29 says, and yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And finally, verse number 30 says, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So that's what we're going to be talking about again. The scripture, the main message title is, why do Christians trust God and his word? See, we need to be reminded sometimes as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, that God, our Heavenly Father, if you know like I know, he has a perfect track record. He is not fickle. In other words, God is not like man. Aren't you grateful on tonight that God is not like man? He cannot lie. He cannot fail nor change. So we, as we look back over our life, as I look back over my life, and you, my sister, and you, my brother in Christ on the line tonight, or however you are listening to this message on tonight, as we look back over our lives, and we remember all the times that God was with each one of us, and yes, he has been with each one of us, even through our mother's prayers, those of us that had saved mothers that were ordained in God, who knew who God was and knew how to get a prayer through. Don't you thank God for your praying mother, virtuous women of God that knew how to get a prayer through to God? And when they prayed, God, he heard their prayers and he answered their prayers for the sake of our mothers and then for the sake of our families. As they prayed for their families, they prayed for their children, they prayed for their loved ones, their neighbors, their coworkers and friends. They knew how to get a prayer through. So just like our mothers knew how to get a prayer through, don't you know that you need to know for yourself how to get a prayer through to God? And you get your prayer through to God through Jesus Christ. And we trust in God through his word, because Jesus is the living word. Jesus Christ is God's only begotten beloved son, but he is the living word. So we have to go through Jesus Christ. That's why it is so important that everyone that do not know who Jesus is, they need to know that they have to go through Jesus Christ in order to be saved. Some people think that they can go to God and be saved, because the realization is God is not everyone's father. He is everyone's creator. God becomes everyone's father when they call upon the name of Jesus and ask to be saved in Jesus' name. That's how we are saved, and that's how anyone can be saved, and that's only through the name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So again, I thank God for my praying mother. She's now in heaven with the Lord. I thank God for I have my cousins on the line. I thank God for Sister Mary Ann King, my first cousin, and Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina. They are on the line. Their mother, my aunt Maggie May King, was a praying woman of God. These women, and I know others that's on the line, you may have had a praying mother. Thank God for our praying mothers and praying grandmothers that knew and aunts and that knew how to get a prayer through to God, that he would hear their prayer, and not only hear their prayer, but he would answer their prayers. What a mighty God we serve. So I am sure that many of you that are saved in Jesus' name, you can say the same thing, that our Christians also must trust God. We must trust his word. Based upon what Jesus, that he told his disciples, that they must be his witnesses in the earth, because he said that he was going away, he was going back to his heavenly Father, and that's why he said greater works that we would do once he left the earth and went back to his heavenly Father. And that's why we're so grateful that he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions for you and for me. God knew what he was doing, and it's all in God's divine plan before the foundation of the world. That's why we said we can trust God. We know that our Heavenly Father has a perfect track record. If you go back and look at God and who he is from the beginning of time in the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelations, we who are Christians, those who are really standing on God's word, who are believers in God, we know that we can trust God because he is a promise keeper. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. We thank God that he is in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels. We thank God that he is a promise keeper. And we thank God not only for him being a promise keeper, we thank God for his Holy Spirit that lives in every believer. Don't you thank God that his Holy Spirit lives and resides in you? Because we are led and guided by the Holy Spirit that lives in every faithful believer and doer of God's word. So we must believe the report of the Lord, because we must believe that God is our Heavenly Father and our Creator. In the NIV Bible, in the book of Isaiah, if you have your Bible open, go to the book of Isaiah chapter 53. I'm going to paraphrase again, Isaiah chapter 53. This is pertaining to the NIV Bible, not the King James Version of the Bible. There's a question that was asked: who has believed our message, and to whom has the arms of the Lord been revealed or seen? So, in other words, Christians believe God and his word. Why? Why do we believe God's word, and why do we believe God? As we look back at this vast world that he created and this wide universe that we can only see part of, we can't even see, it's so vast and so wide that and it goes so far, we cannot see it with our natural eyes. We see the connection between God and mankind. Why? Because we know that God is immutable. He is immutable. He is the only one that is able to do and make something out of nothing. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that deep? That God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, he is the only one that is able to do and make something out of nothing. See, man cannot do that. As Christians, we know and we realize in whom God is, and we realize that we must obey him, and we realize that we exist. We exist to this day because of God. We exist to this day because of his present age and because of who God is, and we enjoy knowing that God is our Heavenly Father, and we don't look to man. We have to continue to look unto the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from our Heavenly Father. So that's why I am so grateful on tonight that those that may be sick in their bodies, those that are listening in on tonight, whatever condition you may be in, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's a financial difficulty, continue to trust in God. Continue to lean on God. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands, because he failed not. So that's some of those are just some of the reasons why Christians, we trust God, and then we trust his word. See, we can't trust God's word if we don't know God's word. His word says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And how do we get knowledge of God's word? We have to get into his word, and we have to study his word. We have to read his word. And I always let people know, because I have to do it myself. A lot of times before I even start reading the word of God, we need to pray and ask God to reveal to us what he is trying to say to us through his word. And he do that through his Holy Spirit that resides in every believer. So we are so grateful. I am so grateful on today that I know who my Heavenly Father is. I'm so glad that I can trust his word, that he fails not. He looks over and still watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his people. See, he knows who his people are. He knows the faithful doers of his word, because there are so many in the body of Christ. They are going to church. They are hearing God's word, but that's as far as it goes. They are just hearing his word, yet not trying to be doers of his word. They go to church to be spectators. They go to church to be entertained by their praise team or by the way the pastor sings, and they go to look at the other members and see how they dress and what they wore to church. But that's not what we are to go to the house of God for. We are to go there to give God glory, honor, and praise individually, and then as a corporate body of believers. Why? Because we trust God and we trust his word. So, as Christians, do not put our faith in sciences. Yeah, we trust scientists to a certain degree, but God, he made scientists. He made the biologists and astrologists, because it is in God that we live, we move, and we have our being. So man has nothing to do with that. Sometimes man try to take credit, but no man can take the credit for what God does but God himself. So as Christians, we believe God in his word based on what Psalm chapter 8 says. If you have your Bibles open still, please go to Psalms chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 3 through 5. And I'm going back to the King James Version of the Bible when I read this passage. Psalms chapter 8, verses 3 through 5. Again, the King James Version, verse number 3 says, "When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained." Verse number 4 says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" Mindful of him. That's a question. "And the son of man that thou visitest him." 5 says, "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor." Not just glory, but glory and honor. See, as Christians, we believe God in his word because he is infinite. He's self-sufficient. He don't need anyone or anything. He is divine in every way. He's holy and he's righteous all at the same time. Again, thank God he is not like man. He changes not. God don't get amnesia. Sometimes we get amnesia. We might tell somebody we're going to do something 1 minute, and then the next minute we forgot all about what we said. So we thank God that he changed not, and he is a promise keeper. He is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his children, the saints of God, those that are faithful doers of his word. So that's why we as Christians, that's why we trust God and we trust his word, and we are doers of his word and not just hearers only. So that being said, we believe God in his word because he's always faithful, and he's faithful to keep his promises because he is love. Again, we trust God because he is faithful. Again, he is faithful to keep his promise because he is love. He is self-sustaining. He is the only one who exists by his own power. What did you say? Yes, our Heavenly Father exists by his own power. Now, what man can say that? Some men try to take credit and try to make you think that they have some power. Yeah, they have power, all right. They have limited power. Just like the enemy, he thinks he's in control of everything. He has power, but his power is limited. God even has power over the enemy. And so God is going to show the enemy in the end who God really is, because the enemy, Satan, is going to end up in hell just like God said he would, the fiery pits of hell where he's going to spend eternity. And all of his imps that believe in him and follow him, that's where they're going to spend eternity. So we as Christians, we trust God and his word because we believe his word that lets us know that our hope and our eternal life is promised. Again, see, God is a promise keeper to all believers that believe in his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. That is so powerful. I love that word right there. God, we trust God, our Heavenly Father, and his word. We as Christians, you my sister, you my brother, that's why it's important that we continue to pray for one another, that we continue to encourage one another in God's word, not with our feelings, not with our opinions, but according to what the word of God says. That's why we need to examine ourselves every now and then, you and I'm included too, even we individually, we need to examine ourselves according to God's word. Are our lives lining up with God's word? So that's why I'm so grateful for this worldwide platform and the book that God blessed me to write titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? See, as Christians, if we're standing on God's word, if we truly believe in God and trust in God and his word, then we want to be always, we always want to be assets to the Kingdom of God. We don't ever want to be a liability. We don't ever want to scatter God's flock. See, we can be saved in Jesus' name, and we can be in the church, but we can be a hindrance to people. We can be a hindrance to someone that's a new babe in Christ, someone that may be weak in the faith, that they're watching us, those of us that are seasoned saints that have been walking with the Lord a long time. That is why it is so important that we be very careful how we live our lives and where we go and what we let come out of our mouths, because we can be the one that calls someone to walk away from God, and we don't want to do that. If you do that, then that means you are a liability to the Kingdom of God, and we don't want to ever become a liability to the Kingdom of God. We go back to what it says. God is a promise keeper. God, he keeps his promises even before the world began, and he's still keeping his promises now to this very day. You can look in the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. You can check that out in your leisure. Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. See, we as Christians, we believe God in his word because he has unlimited power. See, he has unlimited power. He has all power. Only God can search and see and know what is truly in our hearts. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Aren't you grateful? I am so glad that God is not like man. Man looks at the outer appearance and try to judge us, but God is searching our hearts. He knows the real you. He knows the real me. He knows all of our faults and failures. Even though some of our sisters and brothers in Christ may not know our hidden secrets that we think nobody else know about, but God knows everything. There's nothing hidden from God. So that's why we believe God and his word. Because we, as Christians, you, my brother, you, my sister, we should always be witnesses in the earth. We should always be a witness for the Lord and let people know that God is the only one who gives us, he gives you, he gives me, and joy in the midst of life's storms and sorrow. When we lose loved ones, God is the one that gives us comfort and strength. We can get comfort and strength from our sisters and brothers in Christ, but not like the love and the strength and the joy and the peace that God gives us, the peace that passes all understanding. Even during the hour of bereavement, when we have lost a loved one, and it seems dark in our lives, and sometimes we don't know which way to go after losing a loved one, but God lets us know that he's right there. He's a present help, even in a time of trouble. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So that's why we must thank God that he is a promise keeper. And that's why we trust God. And that's why we trust his word, because he is our protector. He is our protection from dangers seen and unseen. He is our protection from dangers that we even make calls upon ourselves that we're not even aware of. We need to thank God that he is who he says he is. So if we look in the book of Genesis, I'm going to go to the book of Genesis, chapter 2. We're going to see what it says to us in the book of Genesis as I turn to the book of Genesis myself. Again, Genesis chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Genesis, in the King James Version of the Bible, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. It says in the book of Genesis chapter 2, chapter 7 and 8, says, And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. See, some people call it, they say man has come out of the dirt. No, the Bible says you got to call it like what the word says. He didn't say we came from dirt. He said we came from the dust of the ground. And God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Verse number 8 says, And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put man whom he had formed. See, God knows us better than we know ourselves, because we didn't make ourselves. God made us, and he made us after in his own image and likeness. So we believe God in his word because of what 1 Corinthians says. In the verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 through 29. We want to look at that real quick. 1 Corinthians, I got to get there myself. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians. I want to look at chapter 1, verse 27 through 29. Please bear with me while I get there. Again, that's why I thank God for his word, and that's why he said that we should always be ready to give an answer. We never know when we are going to be called upon to expound on God's word or to be used by God. So here we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29 says, but God, and this is out of the King James Version of the Bible, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And verse number 28 says, and base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. So in other words, we need to thank God. So no matter what man says, what God has for you is for you. And when God wants to use you, you may look foolish to some people. Yes, I know people have talked about me behind my back. I've had a lot of church hurt, and I'm sure that maybe some of you have experienced church hurt as well. Some of you may be pastors, and you've experienced church hurt, but that did not stop us from doing what God has called us to do, because sometimes we look foolish doing what God told us to do to some people, to some men or some women that don't know who God is, men and women of the world. What God has called us to do, and we try to be obedient to God and be a doer of his word, and he's letting us know that sometimes we're going to look foolish to the world, but we have to do what God has called us to do, that he gets the glory out of our lives. So I thank God that I strive every day, and I'm sure that you do too, and I hope that you do as my sisters and brothers in Christ, is to always trust God. We can always depend on God's word because, again, God has a perfect track record. He is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of those that are faithful, committed doers of his word, not just sometime Christians, but we got to be Christians every day, everywhere we go. We are the salt of the earth. We are a city that sits on the hill that cannot be hidden. And so we should not be afraid or be ashamed to be a witness for the Lord. I have had some experiences, and I don't know about you, but even when I was going through those dark hours when I was suffering with the seizures and in the hospital, I was at the VA hospital a couple of times, and even when I went through my cancer treatment, and the doctors and the nurses, they was amazed and astounded about how I carried myself. I was in the Lord's hands, and I had to let those people around me, the doctors and the nurses, even other patients, let them see the God in me and let them realize and know that my faith and my trust and my hope is in Christ Jesus. He is my healer. And so they would make comments to me. We know that you are in pain. We know you're suffering, but you don't complain. You don't murmur. You just bear with, you just deal with it. But at the times, they did not realize that I was having a little talk with Jesus. That's why I love that gospel song, that gospel hymn. Just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. And so I know that I am not the only one. Some of you that are listening on tonight, you have had many talks with Jesus, and you prayed about your situation, and God turned things around for you. And I just thank God that he has allowed me to still be here in the land of the living, even on tonight. So that's why praise, I give God glory and honor for who he is. Thank God that he is who he says he is, and he is, again, still watching over his word to perform it, not only in my life, but you, my sister, you, my brother, who have been faithful doers of his word, no matter what it looks like, no matter what man may say about you. Sometimes even family members don't understand you. They may criticize you or talk about you behind your back, or some of them are brave enough to say it to your face. But I know I've had some to say things to my face, but that's all right. That didn't stop me. That made me pray for them even harder. And so God gave me even more strength to move forward and complete what he has assigned for me to do in the earth, that he would be glorified through me. So that's my prayer for you on tonight, my sister and my brother, that you will continue to trust God and continue to trust his word. So I have given you all what God has given me to share with you all on tonight. Again, we want to continue to lift up Minister Tawan Effinger in prayer on tonight, because he was supposed to deliver God's word. I don't know what happened, but it don't matter. We're going to continue to lift him up in prayer. So God's word still went forth, and I pray that you all have tuned in by phone. The phone lines are open. For those of you that have tuned in by phone or by social media around the world that has heard this message on tonight, I pray that you have heard something that will strengthen you, that will give you a stronger determination to be a doer of God's word, to continue to trust God and his word on tonight, in the name of Jesus. At this time, does anyone have any questions or anything why we have the line still open before we close out for tonight? Anyone? Okay, I just wanted to give everybody on the line a chance to say something if you wanted to while the lines were open. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, sir.
I just want to say thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you. I just had to chuckle a couple times. Chuckling to me in the spirit is like saying amen. Because the Bible said that you should know the truth to make you free. You know, and the truth, I just get so excited when I hear the truth. And I thank God for you allowing the Holy Spirit to use you tonight, my brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because God knows that I was really depending on my guests to come forth with the word on tonight, but I just thank God that he always has something that I can always pull and use in case I have to stand in the gap and fill in for someone. So I just thank God for the opportunity to be used by him on tonight. And again, I pray that this word was a blessing to someone on tonight that has tuned in, and we know that God's word is never going to go out void. He's always going to accomplish everything that God sets out for it to do for his glory. So that being said, if there's not anyone else don't have anything else, any questions for me on tonight, we're going to close out a little bit early. I want to thank each and every last one of you for... Yes, ma'am.
Brother Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Brown, this is Sister Walker. You know, your subject tonight, why do Christians trust God and his word? Now, you know, this world would truly be a much better place if we actually truly believed in God's word. We wouldn't be worried. We wouldn't stress. And like it says in verse 33 of Matthew chapter 6, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own self."
Amen.
And if we believed in that word, we wouldn't be stressed and we wouldn't be worried, because we know that God is going to take care of everything for us.
Amen. That's right. It goes back to what we said, and according to the word, God is a promise keeper. He is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of the believers in Jesus Christ, those that are faithful, those that are doers of his word and not just hearers only. So that's why, and I like what you just said, because it's so true. This world would be a lot worse off than it is right now. It's in bad condition now, because the word of God says, "If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and heal the land." So the body of Christ, the church, need to get right. First and foremost, the church needs to get right. So we need to go back to the word and examine ourselves according to the word of God. So just like you said, Sister Walker, thank God for the word, and we thank God for every Christian that continuously to lift this evil world up in prayer, because if it wasn't for the saints of God that's still in the world, God, I think God would have destroyed this world a long time ago. So that's why it's important that those that are in the body of Christ continue to trust God and his word.
Amen.
To God be the glory. So on tonight, we got to get ready to close out a little bit early. Again, we want to continue to lift up Minister Twan Eppinger and his family. I'm going to check on them later on to see if I can get through to him and find out what's going on with their family. And again, we hope all is well with him and his family on tonight. Again, I thank God for my first cousin, Mary Ann, who's home again from the hospital. Thank God for you on being on the line tonight, Mary Ann. We're going to continue to lift up our cousin, Ken Hogue, who broke both of his shoulders. He had surgery on one shoulder, I think, a week ago, and he had surgery on the other shoulder this past Thursday. I spoke to him before we came on that air tonight, and he's home recuperating. So we want to continue to lift up our cousin Mary Ann and our cousin Ken Hogue and all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We thank God that he is our healer, and he is the one who restores us, because we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy any way he can. He knows who's faithful. He knows who's trusting God, and he knows who's trying to be a doer of God's word. He knows who's trying to be an asset to the kingdom of God, and what he's trying to do is take us out one by one, but he is a liar. The word of God says he's the father of lies. So that's why, again, I say that we must continue to pray one for another. We need to continue to encourage one another and strengthen one another in God's word. Thank God for his word tonight. Because thank you,
Amen.
Mary. God bless you. We continue to pray for you. Yes, my sister, my cousin. Yes, I love you. We got to continue to pray for you. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy of our praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, you are worthy of our praise. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. We continue to lift up Minister Twan Eppinger on tonight. We don't know what happened, but you know all about it. So we pray that all is well with him and his family on tonight. I continue to lift up my Uncle Malachi King. Heavenly Father, you know what he's going through. I continue to lift up everyone in my entire family that's going through sicknesses and illnesses in their bodies, not only in my family, but all those that are sick and afflicted for whatever reasons all over the land. Again, we know that you are the healer. We ask that you will continue to heal, strengthen, and restore your people, that they will give you glory, honor, and praise, and never be afraid or ashamed to be a witness and let the world know that it's you, Heavenly Father, who have healed us, delivered us, and set us free for your glory so that we can continue to do the work in the earth that you have called and anointed us to do, that only we can do, that will give you glory, honor, and praise. Continue to lift up your people, your men and women of God, whether they're in the house of God on tomorrow or through social media that's going to deliver your word on tomorrow. We pray, Lord, you will anoint them even now, strengthen them, that they would give the people what you have given them even on tomorrow as your word goes forth with power, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word that's going to go forth on tomorrow all over the land. We continue to thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have now opened the doors for prisoners all over the United States to be able to receive this worldwide platform and other ministries that I share with them on our social media. They are now able to be able to hear your word. They are able to be inspired by those that come forth serving the good news of Jesus Christ. So we know that our labor for you on earth is not in vain. No matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, sometimes we feel like giving up and throwing in the towels, but we don't know, because we don't know how things are going to turn out, and we don't know what the end is going to be. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control, and all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. So we love you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for loving us first, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know that it will never lose its power. We thank you for being a promise keeper. You said in your word that once we're in your hands, nothing can pluck us out of your hands. So we give you glory, honor, and praise. Continue to bless this worldwide platform and ministry, that it will be everything that you have called for it to be, that you will be glorified through it, and that it will not be in vain. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, again, on tonight, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. As we go out, I'm going to pray for me. Not the musical version, but I'm going to play the actual song. So enjoy the music break as we go out for tonight. Good night.
Wednesday night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Need a prayer. Come on, open your mouth, everybody, and say prayer.